Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Victor, the Sabres, they're gearing up to begin their 2024-25 regular season in Prague this weekend against the Devils in the NHL Global Series. First off, how cool is it from your standpoint to have the Sabres in your own backyard as the leader of the Sabres Czech and Slovakia fan club?
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I mean, it's 10 months now since we were in Buffalo, and now having them play in my hometown, it's something special. I know. I can't imagine how special it must be for actual the player of the team, you know, playing in his hometown like JJ did in Munich. But for me, as a huge fan, diehard fan who is watching all the games at the 1 a.m., it's something very special to see Buffalo in my home country, and also greet and welcome a lot of fans from Buffalo traveling across the whole world to my city, to Prague. It's something out of this world. It's huge.
So you grew up in Prague then?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Prague.
Tell us your backstory. How did you become a Sabres fan growing up in Czechia?
Well, it all became because of my brother. He was playing NHL 99 on computer, and he played for the Sabres because of Dominik Hašek. But I fell in love with the Goathead logo, and I kind of get stuck in it also with the hockey cards. And when I became like a little bit older, I was 10, 11, I was starting to recognize more actually who the Sabres are, you know, who is in the team. And I fell in love with Ryan Miller, absolutely. And I was starting to watch the games, and I was listening to RJ. And it just, you know, became something like religion for me that, you know, I should, you know, go to sleep to get up early to school. But I was staying up until like 3, 4 a.m. just to watch all the Sabres games that I could.
What are some of your favorite Sabres memories growing up? Seems you followed the team quite a bit over in Prague growing up. So what are some of your favorite memories?
One of the most favorite memories that I have is the brawl against Ottawa. This game was actually streamed in a TV here in Czech, so I watched it in a big TV. I just didn't watch it on my notebook. I watched it on a TV, and you know, when they, you know, crashed Chris Drury, and I saw the lineup. I saw, you know, that Petey is coming on the ice. It was, for me, even if you are 12, 13 years old, you are getting like rage, you know, yeah, they are bastards. They just, you know, crashed our best player, kicked the ass out of them. And it was huge. I remember this pretty good. And the best thing about it at the end was that, you know, Marty took the fight and Millsy got into the net. So it was much more better for me that Millsy was, you know, doing that mind there at the rest of this game. But regarding like the other games, one thing I remember a lot is the goal. I also made a video on it on YouTube when the Sabres played against against San Jose Sharks after the plane crash of the flight 3007, I believe. Not remember the number actually,
Yeah, flight
from
3407.
New York, New Jersey to Buffalo. And I remember I was watching that game, and the crowd was, I believe it was one of the loudest crowds in Buffalo. I wasn't there, but I could hear it, when I was, watching the game here. I could hear how loud the crowd is, and I almost couldn't hear the RJ because how loud this crowd was. And when Rivet took the shot and Pominville, I believe, deflected it, oh, this building almost ripped it. So that's one of the memories that I will keep in me forever, I guess.
You had the chance, as you mentioned earlier, to come to Western New York with other members of the fan club earlier this year in the middle of the past hockey season. What was that experience like to be here? Not only did you catch the Sabres in action on the ice, but also to have the team actively welcoming you and having you be at practices and some of the other team activities.
Oh, all credits goes to Rich Driller, who took care, or who's taking care of fans. And it was just, we came there and our only hope was, to see Sabres, to do some chants, some stuff, and maybe get in touch with a couple of people, have some beers, and have a good time. But what the Sabres in chief with Rich did for us, it was just amazing. Like, welcoming players in an internal Zamboni ride. I mean, Sabres did a lot of things for us, and we try to do a lot of things for them, so it's a win-win situation for both. And I believe it is. I think we fell in love with each other even much more, and I hope this will continue also in Prague and after the games in Prague.
When you came here, you did bring about the Lukanen chant, the Ukko-Pekka Lukanen chant, which I think a lot of people loved, including myself. What would that mean for you to be able to have something like that if that was to be sort of becoming a part of the game element every game, whether it be during the game, you hear those chants, or after the game, when he wins, maybe he comes out and he does a little celebration with the fans. What would that mean if that sticks here going forward?
And it would mean the world to us. Our goal is, to at least give the people idea how the proper chanting and, cheering for the team should look like during the game. I know it's a European and American culture is much more different in regarding, fans, but it would be awesome to just, to have something stuck in Buffalo so that we can say, oh my God, the group of people from Czech and Slovakia made something that is actually like working and going on in Buffalo. It would connect the Sabres family. And the fun thing about the chant is we didn't have this prepared. We prepared a couple of chants before we flew to Buffalo, but this chant just kind of happened at the stadium. I know we were doing the chant. We have a similar type of chant on playing in shorthanded. And then I just, was starting in myself going like, look, Gunnan, and it just took me, and I created the chant like sitting in KeyBank Center. We make it like 3-4 times, and it started to become a hit all over the Buffalo.
Well, I would personally love it for it to stick around and become a thing. So you come to Buffalo, you go back home to Czechia, and then a couple months later, they announce that the Sabres are going to be coming over, playing in the Global Series to start the season. What was going through your mind when you were first told the Sabres were coming to Czechia to open the year?
Oh my God, I will have a lot of things to do here. That was actually the first thing. I know when the Sabres actually told me that on the video with UPL, and he announced me that the Sabres will come to Prague, and the first thing that came into my mind is like, oh my God, how I will handle all the things that I have in my mind I want to do if, I will have the opportunity. So I was starting to think, I need a big group of people, to do chants during the game. How I will do that? How I will contact everyone? So the first thing was, is it's a huge responsibility as a leader of the Czech and Slovakian fan club to actually do here something, because that's the thing that is, I would say, something typical for us, is that we are sticking together. And even we are not absolutely the biggest fan base in Czech and Slovakia of some NHL team, because the last good NHL player was Al Kulik and Jaroš Pacek, and it's 15 years ago. Since then there was not a Czech player, so the people are kind of forgetting that there are Czechs. And of course, if there are no Czechs or Slovaks, they are not cheering for the team. So we are not that big core of the people, but but we are more, maybe even more passionate because of that. And I wanted to do something big because I know New Jersey, for example, which we are playing, is having a huge core of fans, but they are not as a tight group as we are. So we will be loud, we will have a chanting group, and they will not. And this is how it goes.
That's awesome. So what was it like also a couple months ago, you were able to hang out with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and JJ Paterka as they were kind of doing their little media thing over there to kind of promote the Global Series further. What was that like hanging out with them for a day in Prague?
It was awesome. Like, going for a beer with NHL guys and Buffalo guys in Prague, it's something out of this world. Like, I couldn't imagine that this will ever happen in my life, that I will actually be able to go for a beer with the stars in NHL like these two. So it was my pleasure to do them a tour guide in Prague, and have a couple of beers with them and just have fun time. And I hope they also can kind of enjoy it. I had a rough start. I needed to say a couple of things, to show that I'm on the same level. I'm not just like the fan, cheering for them, and is under them and on the whole different level. So I needed to make some statement, but I think we all had fun.
Czechia and Prague has hosted plenty of big hockey events in the past, whether it's been the World Juniors or the Men's World Championship, and also a handful of other NHL games as part of the Global Series. I know that this one probably is more meaningful with the Sabres in town, but how do these NHL games compare to the other major hockey events in the city and just kind of the popularity of the sport, I guess?
Well, this event, the Sabres against Devils, is a little bit different than actually, having the World Championship, for example, which we won, and the mania about hockey and how just the whole country came together was out of this world. But Czechia is a hockey country, definitely. Czech Republic is a hockey country. We have all the biggest sports successes, team successes combined to it with ice hockey. So I think the people will just enjoy. They love hockey. They want to watch a good hockey. And even if the Sabres probably will not have a Czech player in the lineup, we will see with Kulik and Rosic. But it doesn't seem like this at this moment. I believe they will enjoy it a lot, and they will be a good crowd, because we love sports, and hockey is, I still believe, number one sport here.
So you're a play-by-play broadcaster over in Czechia covering hockey games over there. How much have the Sabres influenced you for the love of doing that and working in the field now?
I wouldn't say Sabres. I are here need to mention RJ. Like, absolutely. Here I need to talk about RJ, because RJ had the monster influence on me in my life, even if I wasn't able to meet him in person, which is the only thing I really regret, that we weren't able to make it to Buffalo faster, just to meet RJ and thank him for everything he did for a kid in Czech Republic he didn't even knew about. But yeah, just listening to the games here in Prague at 1 a.m. with RJ voice, how he made it. Even I didn't understand like 50% of what he said when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. But he still made the game for me very interesting. Changing his voice and doing all the interesting voice cuts. And I really fell in love with it. And just because of him, I became play-by-play announcer. It was my dream since I was a kid, and it actually happened. So it's a dream come true. I'm not even working. I'm just, having fun and getting paid for it, which is the best thing you can have in your life.
Absolutely. So looking back to the Sabres and looking now ahead, what gets you most excited about the Sabres this upcoming season?
I would say the belief in general that this is the year. Oh, come on, it needs to be the year. Like, I really love what we added into the bottom line. We add speed, we add kind of roughness, I would say, and we get roughness on the bench also with Lindy Ruff. So the past years I saw that the team is going up, that we have a great young players that are getting better with each year. Past season was a little bit of struggle with these players stepping up again, but right now I really believe it's the year. And I since I'm finally like old and can have beers during the games, I never was able, to enjoy the playoff game. So I'm really looking forward to enjoy the playoff game and do maybe some big fan club watching of the games here. and just, you know, have fun and enjoying the, as we say sometimes here, meaningful games in playoff.
Well, now that Lindy Ruff is back behind the bench and under the helm as head coach, any bold predictions for how the Sabres are going to do this upcoming season? Anything that you are firm and confident that you're saying, yep, this is happening and it's because of Lindy Ruff or whatever?
I don't think that we have, and that's the good thing, that we don't have one thing to rely on. Like, we will have the best goalie, we will have the best forwards, we will have the best defense. I think always the teams in Buffalo, where they were successful, there was a whole group who was, you know, going with everything together. And I think the group is there. Like, we have a great group of forwards, we have a great group of defenders, we have a great goalies, we have a great coach. And I think this mixed together, we don't need to have like someone like McDavid, the biggest star. We need to have a close group that will be good as a group together. And that's what I'm excited about. That I really feel that right now we are a team, and Buffalo needs a team. They don't need the single player stars. They need to be a team.
Very good. Well, Victor, is there anything else that you would like to add as part of our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on today?
Just, you know, want to say maybe to people in Buffalo, don't be that negative. If the Sabres will lose one or two games in a row, just don't spread all the negativity. People need you. People need to hear kind of positivity. They love when you are cheering for them, and if you are cheering for them, they will just give it to you back. So that's what I think. And even, you know, if there is a drought, these players are not responsible for the whole drought. So give them your heart. Give them your voice, and they will get it back to you on the ice. That's what I think the Sabres fans need maybe a little bit to hear right now. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.